First, let's talk about the food before we let you know where you can feast on it. When was the last time you had giant Alaskan king crab legs? These babies are at least a pound each, and they're served sliced open, so all you do is dig out the meat and dip it in a seasoned hot clarified butter. That's how it's done at Serpent Sirloin, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Open for lunch Tuesday through Sunday and dinner 7 days a week and serving only USDA prime beef. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com.
Grizz Nation, get tickets and get Memphis. Join Mike Conley, Marc Gasol, and your Memphis Grizzlies as they host LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers Saturday, December 8th at 7 p.m. Limited tickets available, so call 901-888-HOOP or shop grizzlies.com today.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street.
What do you got there?
Can't you?
You got some worries? Leave them on the doorstep.
And that happy tune is your step.
Yeah, grab your coat and get your hat.
Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blue on the rain. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Shut your suck hole.
Well, isn't that nice talk? Way to go, Dr. Phil.
Wow.
We don't particularly go for that kind of talk.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Well, that guy's got to be one of the luckiest guys.
Oh, my goodness.
In the world. I mean, think about what he does. All he does is just tell people what they should already know or what most people would know. Like, I think, honest to goodness, I think anybody, most anybody could do what he does. Like, you just say, well, you need to get yourself right, and you need to realize that nobody is responsible for the decisions you make but you. That's it. That's all he does. Maybe you need to start thinking about other people and their feelings instead of just your own. Okay. Thank you, doctor. Here's $90 million a year or whatever he makes. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the December 4th edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I believe December 7th is Pearl Harbor Day. Is that
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And as years go by, less and less attention is paid to Pearl Harbor Day. In fact, it's kind of like the Kennedy assassination was November 22nd. This past November 22nd came and went, and honestly, I don't think I saw anything about President Kennedy's assassination.
There were some things on Facebook that people had put on about it, but for the most part, I guess what the 50th anniversary was the big deal, and then
sure.
Now it just kind of fizzled off.
Here's somebody I saw last night who's I understand, I guess, his success. I like him. I like what he does. But you talk about an odd character. Howie Mandel.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
First of all, he's got the cleanest head shave job I've ever seen. I don't know who cuts his or shaves his head. But, I mean, it's completely shaved. And he looks great that way. He looks great bald. But this business where, if I understand right, you can't shake his hand. He won't touch a lot of stuff. He's a germaphobe.
Yeah,
he's
is.
Like, supposed to be like a real weirdo.
He is a germaphobe, big time.
I don't know that I get that.
He'll do
I
that fist pump.
Yeah.
That's how he shakes hands.
And then probably runs to the restroom and wipes the backside of his hand where he did the fist.
And I can't believe you're saying that because you said you listen for people to turn the faucet on after they leave the bathroom and determine whether you're going to touch them the rest of the day. Mm-hmm. You just said that on the air 2 weeks ago.
That's completely different.
No, it's not. That's a germaphobe.
It's completely different because I know they were just in there and they could have been doing number two. Howie Mandel won't shake your hand no matter where you just came from.
I know, but
my deal is the restroom.
You listen for the water. You actually listen for the water. That's taking an extra step. That's a germaphobe.
Oh, I do.
You listen for the water every time somebody goes to the bathroom, home or work or anywhere.
No. If I'm in a public restroom and someone comes out, either comes out of the stall or breaks off from the urinal and doesn't.
But especially the stall.
Yeah, and bypasses the sink. The sink. I will use a towel or something to open the door with.
Wow.
When we were in the movies the other night, went to see Green Book, and there's a guy who was in the restroom, and he did his thing. He came out of the stall, and he just went right to the door and left.
Oh.
I wanted to say, as he was about to open the door to exit, I wanted to say, hey, you just came out of the stall, yeah, which means you probably were pooping, and you didn't wash your hands. But I'm not going to do that, because he'd have every right to go, hey, why don't you mind your own effing business? It's not my job to do that, but I noticed that. Now, I hear something nobody ever talks about.
You go, hey, fecal hands.
I'm going to talk about it. Do you guys think that it's really that important to wash your hands after you pee? See, I don't. I'm going to tell you why. My penis is not dirty. All right. Actually, it's clean. It's real clean. So if I go to the bathroom at the urinal and all I do is just touch it, I don't pee on myself, and then I just walk out and don't wash my hands, is that really that big a deal?
But what if there's splashback?
I think it is.
Yeah, if there's splashback, you got to wash your hands.
Yeah, if there's a little splashback or something.
Because, yeah, sure, it comes out. Okay,
let's say there's no splash. Let's say I use that little midget urinal. You know, they have that always that one down by the floor for people or for wheelchairs or something. Let's say I use that one, and there's no splash, not one drop of splashback, and then I just zip up and leave. My hands aren't contaminated. No. My wiener's like the cleanest thing on me.
I sent Dan and Limey. I felt weird sending it to you, Frank. I don't know why I should have. I don't know why I didn't.
But oh, no.
I sent Dan and Limey something over the weekend that it was a joke, and I've actually been doing this for the last couple of days. And it's an x-ray photo of two legs, and the left knee clearly looks like it's been replaced, or it's got a partner, or it's cracked, or, you know, there's something off with it, right? And then there's this monstrous donkey schlong that's hanging down in the middle of the x-ray. And I send the x-ray out to people saying, hey, I may not be able to hook up with you later. I hurt my knee this morning.
Uh-huh.
And about 50% are like, are you okay? And the other 50% see it right away.
My brother sent me that the night before that you sent it to me. I looked at it and I didn't even get it at first. I didn't notice.
You think it's a real x-ray? I mean, you think that actually was somebody's wiener?
Oh, I don't
know. I don't
Or was think it doctored? I think it was doctored.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, it was doctored. But my brother, when he sent it, I thought he hurt his knee at first. And I didn't even notice the schlong there down to its knees. And then I noticed it, and I'm like, oh, my God.
I just texted it to you, Frank.
Hang on. Let me check my phone.
It is so funny. It is so funny.
Because it's kind of
faded.
What,
Oh, here it is. It just came through. Hang on a minute. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Are you hanging down to the knee?
No, this is doctored. This is obvious. No, it is. And I'll tell you why it's doctored. Take a look at the guy's wiener. It's like not really an x-ray.
There's no bone in it. It wouldn't show up on an X-ray. I don't think.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. You wouldn't see this. Like, but it is funny. Hey, might not be in. I hurt my knee. That's pretty funny. Especially funny that some people actually thought it might be Tim. That's even funnier.
Well, that's why I don't wash my hands after I go to the bathroom, Frank. I just crank it up like one of those fishing rods. You know? My hands don't even touch it.
Let me introduce you folks to everybody at the control board. It's Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips. Limey, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everyone.
News director, research, head of research, newscaster, private investigator, author, Tim Woodburn. Tim, say hi to everybody.
A very good snowy afternoon, everyone.
Yeah, how about that? And the one and only Dan Strauss. Say hi, Dan.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, a little snow, not going to stick, probably.
Snowmageddon.
Tomorrow's like mid-40s or something, so it's it'll be okay. And if you look at any of the long-term forecasts for the winter, which I don't know that you should really count on, like Farmer's Almanac or you know, some of the meteorologists will do this. Let's take a look ahead the next 3 months. According to everything I've looked at, this is going to be a very relatively mild winter. A lot of days in the 40s and, you know,
really?
Upper 30s. Yeah. And from what I've seen, I checked it the other day just to see what the long-range forecast were. It doesn't look like it's going to be too brutal. Folks, today is Tuesday. And it means Dan Buffel will join us in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll talk movies and television. And I want to share something with everybody that's sort of semi-serious. I have something that I don't know really what it is. And it hits me about every couple of months for a day or two. And I get hung up on words. And if I don't stop, I stutter. Never stuttered in my whole life. This started about a year ago. And so today, if you hear me stop and restart, or you hear me stumble and stutter, that's what it's about. We're kind of trying to figure out what that is. I don't know what it is. And I also have like little tremors and shakes. My hands shake. It's nothing. It's probably one of those low blood sugar deals. That's what my wife said. I got to tell you something. My wife is really smart about health, and what's healthy and what's good for you. And she works out and she eats right, all the stuff I don't do. And about 2 months ago, I told her that I was blacking out. Like I would just go dark and almost, if I didn't grab onto something, I'd fall. I was about to faint. And I said, and it happens almost every day. Dan saw me drop on the golf course a couple of years ago, and we thought it was dehydration. Maybe it was. Now, my wife, to her credit, she said, what happens? And I said, well, I get dizzy, and things go dark and go black, and then I come right back. And I just kind of, if I weren't near something to grab, I'd go down. And she said, low blood pressure. Your blood pressure is too low. So we have one of those things at home that you go to Walgreens or CVS and buy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, electric tightens the cuff on your thing. They're really good. They're digital readout. So I went and took my blood pressure. It was 80 over 50, which is really, really low. She was right. So I cut a blood pressure medicine I take every day. I cut it in half. And I did that 2 months ago. I've not had one of those episodes since. And I went and saw my cardiologist and told him about it. And he said, yeah, she was absolutely right. So he reduced the dosage to half what it was. So to her credit, she knows a thing or two about the health stuff. But I want to share that with you about the stuttering thing, because I didn't want people to think I was making fun of stutterers or that I was trying to put on some kind of an act. It's embarrassing and irritating.
My favorite part of that story is you went black and you came back.
Because they say that once you do, you never go back. I've heard that. Yeah. Don't email me
about
that.
You said I went black and I came right back.
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what happened. I did.
It's true then.
Does anybody have anything to say?
I have a quick one.
All right. Tim Woodburn, everybody. It's all yours.
Thanks, Frank.
You're welcome.
Had a individual contact my PI firm today, and he didn't tell me that he listens to you. Sometimes people contact me and say, hey, I hear you on the show. And sometimes people don't even bring that up. Or they'll bring it up later in the conversation. So I talked to this guy for about 15 minutes today. His name is Dan, and he listens to the show from Florida on the app. And he's been listening to you for about 25 years, and he's got some family drama going on that I helped him with. And then he said, hey, listen, he goes, well, I got you on the phone. He says, there's this old girlfriend I'd like to find. I'm 62 years old. I haven't seen this gal in 40 years. I've been looking for her online and everything. And I'd really like to find her. And I just can't. I don't even know if she's alive or anything. So what's her name? I sit in front of my computer, and I have this software that blows me away. It's monitored by the FBI. It's amazing, the software that I have access to. Really, it blows me away. And I found her in 30 seconds, and I emailed him the report, you know, and he said, I pay your fee, and, you know, my standard fee is $150. And this guy was the nicest guy. He talked about how he's in AA for a long time and wants to make amends with people, and you know, it's got a beautiful family, and just one of these really nice, wholesome, funny, interesting guys who's kind of a storyteller. And he goes, and at the end of this conversation, he goes, by the way, he goes, I've been listening to Frank for 25 years, which was the first time that he told me that he had any association with me and you. He goes, well, listen, Tim, he goes, it's really been good talking to you. It's really been a fun conversation. You really helped me out a lot. Thanks a lot. He goes, when you see Frank, give him a big hug for me and a reach around.
A reach around?
So that explains that explains what you did to me today before the show. I didn't know what was going on.
We're going to have to renegotiate my fee here, pal.
You know, I came into work, I turned my back on Tim, and the next thing I know, his arm is around me, and he's grabbing my crotch. And now I know why.
He just went from holier than thou to raunch in just like a snap of a finger. I mean, it stunned me.
What guy tells another guy to give a guy a reach around? And help me out here. Maybe I don't know what a reach around is. Aren't you behind the person?
Yeah.
You reach around. And if it's a woman, you squeeze her boobs or whatever. And if it's a guy, you reach around. Yeah. What's wrong with that guy? I mean, I've never heard a guy tell a guy to give a third guy a reach around.
I think he heard your joke last night. I think that had something to do with it. You pull on it once if you don't want sex. Pull on it 75 times if you do, or however the punchline was. I think he heard that last night. I think he was trying to work that in, but I don't know. It's
you know that joke, when I first heard the joke or when I first read it, if somebody emailed to me years and years ago, the original version that I got was if you, I guess I have to tell the joke for people who didn't hear it yesterday. It's a deaf couple, and they do lip reading and sign language, but in bed, they're newlyweds, and in bed at night, if it's dark, you can't see sign language, you can't read lips, so they work out a system, and she writes him a note, and the note says, look, when we're in bed and it's dark, if you want to have sex, reach over and squeeze my left breast once. If you don't want to have sex, squeeze my right breast two times. So he takes the notepad, and he writes, okay, and if you want to have sex, reach over and pull my penis one time. If you don't, pull it 75 times. And the original version was pull it 100 times, but I revised it because I don't think it would take 100. I think it would be done in about 50, to tell you the truth, depending on your circumstances. So anything else?
I thought you were going to say depending on your circumcision.
Maybe that too. You know, there are at least two circumcision jokes, maybe three, but when you said circumcision, two jokes, boom, right in my head.
Yeah.
And that's what I think is interesting, and I've told people this before. It would be unusual and maybe a first if in the course of three sentences you didn't say, or anybody didn't say something to me that reminded me of a joke. Circumcision, there's a joke. Veterinarian, boom, I got four of them just that I can think of right now. Horses, cows, farmers, traveling salesmen. There's a joke about everything. And the greatest circumcision joke is the pediatrician's office, where there are little kids and their moms are taking their kids to the doctor. And even little bitty kids, I think, have a way of communicating. They can understand each other. And there's a like a five-year-old in there, and he sees a little newborn baby. He's like 3 or 4 days old, but they can communicate. And the five-year-old says, hey, I'm in here to get some kind of a vaccination shot or something. What are you in here? You're a little guy. What are you in here? 3 days old? What are you in here for? And the little three-day-old says, I don't know. I heard him talking about something about circumstances or something. He goes, oh, no, did they say circumcision? He said, yeah, that was it. And the five-year-old says, you got to get out of here. You got to find a way to get out of here now, man. You don't want that. I had that done. They did that to me right after I was born, and I wasn't able to walk for a year.
Get it?
See, kids don't walk till they're about a year old. Anybody else for the Burke segment?
I have something, but I will. I can't send it to you. I don't think, because you don't have a Facebook account. Sure. I saw this thing.
Pull up your phone and screenshot it, and then text it to him,
or just show it to me.
I don't know. Well, it's a video, and I laughed hysterically and felt bad about laughing, but it's a guy making fun of himself. It's the 12 Days of Christmas Tourette's edition.
Oh, I've seen those.
Oh boy.
Is it,
oh,
is it the young kid from Scotland? Because he's hilarious. He's done loads.
No, you can't play it either.
Because it's dirty, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's real bad. But this kid, he's got like actual Tourette's, and he makes videos of himself like reading nursery rhymes or singing like songs and stuff.
Can anybody who's listening, if they want, can they pull him up on YouTube? Can you get him?
Maybe.
We'll give everybody his name. All they got to do is put his name.
I don't know what his name is.
Great. This is
I believe if you just type in Tourette's teen, he should show up. If not, there is another girl on there. She does ones. I think the popular one that's going viral right now is her trying to crack eggs with Tourette's. And
so she has physical, like, shaking Tourette's?
It's not really like shakes, but she has, like, jerk movements, and she makes this ooh sound every time she does something, and there's, like, a scene where she's trying to put an egg inside a ladle and then hold it there for about a few seconds, and she ends up throwing it on the wall and everything. So, yeah, if you want to watch something funny, I would check in Tourette's
I just YouTube searched 12 Days of Christmas Tourette's Edition. That's actually the name of the video.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, so it's on YouTube.
Tourette's. His name is Lewis Cuball.
T-O-R-E-O-U.
Is it
T-O-U-R?
E-T-T-E-S.
You said
Tourette's. You said
T-O-U-R.
You left the U out.
Oh, did I?
Yeah. His name is Lewis, spelled L-E-W-I-S. Lewis, and then the letter Q, and then ball. Lewis Cuball.
Oh, my goodness.
So there's two kinds of Tourette's, right? The kind where you have like a jerk or a twitch.
Yeah.
Where we blurt out, you know, dirty words.
Yeah. He's got both. This guy's got both.
I'd like to have the kind where you blurt out dirty words.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know.
You never get in trouble. You say anything you want, and by the time they're about to throw you out, you go, Tourette's. Okay. Have somebody with you to go, yeah, he's got Tourette's. I'm sorry.
You watch this guy, and then it's like, and you feel, I was laughing so hard, I was crying today. And then you feel bad about laughing at somebody like this, and it's
you shouldn't, because he obviously put it on there, so you would laugh.
Yeah, he's
so
making fun of himself.
You shouldn't feel bad. It's like Josh Blue. His name is Josh Blue, mm-hmm. B-L-U-E. Look him up on YouTube. He's a stand-up comic who has cerebral palsy, and he is hysterical.
Yes.
All right, there is
And he wants you to laugh.
There's dueling Tourette's guys doing 12 Days of Christmas.
There is.
There's more than
That's
one.
Funny.
There's more than
That's
one.
That's already funny. I haven't even seen it.
The Tourette's guy has one where he's chatting to police while obviously having Tourette's, and another one, it's just called Tourette's on Helium. I'm going to have to check that one out in a commercial break.
Is there anything not on YouTube? I'm not kidding. Everything's on YouTube.
No.
Every category, every... Last night on YouTube, I don't even know how I got to this, but I found a thing that showed you the 10 strangest eye colors that people have. Not just brown eyes, blue eyes, but bizarre eye color, where the iris of your eye. And I looked at some of these things and I thought, holy cow, I've never met. Here, for example, you know that I think it was 1 in every 1,000 people has one eye that's a different color than the other eye.
Mm-hmm.
Like a brown eye and a blue eye. I'm not kidding.
Mm-hmm. There are some people out there as well that one of their pupils is always dilated. Like David Bowie had an eye that, but I never realized. Like,
yes,
one's normal.
And they look like they have black eyes.
Yeah.
Because their pupils are so big.
Mm-hmm.
There is an odd eye color in this list. One of the colors was black. So it looks like your pupils are always dilated because your eyes are actually black. There's no other color. The most rare is red, and I'm not kidding. They had pictures of people, and the iris was red. I mean red like a fire truck red.
And it looks like the old pictures?
Yes. Like horror movie. Yeah. It's most common in people with, and watch this, I'll be politically correct, people with albinism. You're not supposed to call them albinos, although on this site, it said people who are albino, that's the way they said it, many times have pink or red eyes. And then there was one, and they showed pictures of these people, where it wasn't one eye one color and the other eye another color, but each individual iris had two different colors. Half your iris was brown and blue or brown and green, and on the other eye, it was also two different colors. It's weird.
You ever met anybody who was cockeyed?
Yes, I have.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. There's a joke about that. There's a joke about that too.
There's a cockeyed joke.
Oh yeah.
I'm not going to waste it now, but the punchline is, well, he's cockeyed. Are we closing the Burke segment?
Yeah, I got nothing.
Let's close it. Burke segment's officially closed. All right. When Dan Buffa comes in, I want to tell him how much I'm enjoying Escape at Dannemora on Showtime, the true story of the prison escape. But what I'd like to do now, if I could.
Oh, Drew had a question for you.
Well, let's get him on here. Drew, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic. What can we do for you?
I'm AM in the PM.
That's good to know.
Hey, I listen to you guys every day, and I was just wondering, when you tell a joke, do you have any original jokes that you've made up yourself?
No, not one. I've never made up a joke. I don't take credit for any joke I tell. Somebody else.
Really?
We've talked about this too. Like, we tried one time to do a setup. Like, okay, we set up a joke and then go, let's see if we can come up with a good punchline. And we couldn't do it. And then we tried, okay, let's make up a punchline and then see if we can work it. I'm not capable of doing it. I've never met anybody who is. I mean, a really good joke. And nobody, I know. And we tried to figure out who writes jokes.
Family Guy has an episode. There's an episode on Family Guy where Peter was wondering about where jokes were made. And they went out into this remote area. And there was this building. And all these
joke writers.
Yeah, joke writers. They're all in writing jokes.
Drew, I would love to say and take credit for any of a number of great jokes that I've told and say that's my joke, but I can't do it. I've never made up a joke on my own. I wish I could.
Interesting.
I can't do stand-up comedy, and I don't write jokes. But hey, you're welcome. Hey, thank you for the call.
What about the Freddie Freeman joke? You made that up.
Well, okay. Here's what I take credit. Freddie Freeman, the original Freddie Freeman joke, here's the original joke. You set it up, and you say, a little boy named Freddie Freeman can't say his F's. His F's come out as B's, like a fine would be bine. Hey, here's the original joke. Knock, knock, ding dong, whatever, Halloween night, lady comes to the door, and she says, well, who's this little pirate standing at my door? And he says, Mrs. Bergeson, it's me, Freddie Breeman. She says, well, Freddie, you make a great pirate, but if you're a pirate, where are your Buccaneers? He says, they're under my bucking hat. Now, that's the joke. All I did was took it from 30 seconds to 10 minutes. Because you just start throwing in everything that has an F and you turn it into a B. But no, I didn't create the Freddie Freeman joke. It was already a joke. You know what, though, Drew? Drew has given me a good idea. We ought to try that again. We ought to set up.
Try and write up a joke.
And try to come up, or let listeners help us come up with a punchline. And we can do it now if you want to. I mean, we can set up a joke. I think the setup part is easy. So let's just do it. Who wants to go? Who wants to set up a joke?
I'm trying to think of.
I'm trying to blank right now.
Yeah.
Well, let's start with one of a guy goes into a bar. Okay, because there are a lot of good jokes where a guy goes into a bar. So a guy goes into a bar, and he notices that there's another person at the bar who has three arms. Left arm, right arm. And an arm coming out of his chest. And the arm coming out of his chest has a beautiful wristwatch on it. That's the arm he wears his watch on. The bartender doesn't want to say anything because he doesn't want to offend the guy. But another guy at the bar who's had a little too much to drink looks over at him and goes, wow, I don't think we've ever, I've never met a guy with three arms. What's that all about? And the guy doesn't say anything. He just raises that middle arm and looks at what time it is. He goes back to his drink. So the other guy at the bar now, he's really curious. He goes, what's the matter? Cat got your tongue? If I'm out of line, just say so. But for goodness sakes, you can at least say something. What's the deal with the three arms? Is it a birth defect? Did you have an arm transplanted, put out of your chest? What's going on here? That's all I got so far.
Oh, man. And there's no punchline.
Wow.
No, we're supposed to come up with it. We're supposed to write a punchline.
Wow.
He's got a watch on the third arm. He's drinking, hadn't said anything. Now, somebody, somewhere, who writes these other jokes could come up with a punchline for that joke.
Hmm.
Let's get Dan to another setup. Maybe out of two or three setups, we'll come up with a punchline. Give me another setup.
I can't think
and
of anything.
And you can use a com. Well, here, you can use a comp blonde. You can take a common premise like two blondes are driving down the road in a convertible. Okay, start it with that. Go ahead. Set the rest of it. Go ahead.
Two blondes are driving.
I'll help you out. They're driving down the road in a convertible. It's 20 degrees outside. It's freezing cold. Okay. But these blondes have the top down. Okay, take it from there.
Oh. I have no idea. I don't know where to go. Yeah, thanks.
But see, that's the whole point. I don't think writing a joke is something many people can do, yet somebody out there has written hundreds of great jokes. Tim, give me a setup for a joke.
A blonde drives down the highway, and she gets pulled over by a blonde cop.
Oh, this is good. I like it.
And the cop says, can I see your license?
No, this is an actual joke, Tim. You're cheating. I know this joke. I know this joke. You're cheating now.
Hey, cheating. Wait a minute.
I know this joke. Now do it again and just make it. Just give me a setup. Make
all
it
right. Two lesbians are sitting in a bar and one of them has an overbite.
Okay, I like it. I like it.
The first lesbian looks at the other lesbian. She goes, "How long have you been a lesbian?" And the lesbian with the overbite says.
Oh.
This is where we have to come up with a punchline.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
How long have you been a lesbian?
Mm-hmm.
And the one has an overbite.
See, the overbite has nothing to do with how long you've been. This is a tough one. But see how hard this is to write a joke? Lime, it's your turn. Give me a setup.
All right. A rabbi and a horse walk into a bar.
This is good. You know what? This may not even need a punchline. This is funny already. Go ahead. Give me more.
The bartender asks the rabbi why the horse is walking funny. let me see. All right, hang on a second.
The bartender says to the rabbi, is that your horse? The rabbi says, yeah, it's my horse. The bartender says, does the horse have a name? The rabbi says, yeah, Sarah Jessica Parker. That's not really a joke, though.
Oh, no, hang on a second. All right. No, maybe not. I was going to try and include a break.
See how hard
somewhere.
This is? I can't believe how hard this is.
Hmm.
You know, when you tell a simple joke, you think, well, anybody could. No, you couldn't. You can't write them.
We do sorry to interrupt you. We got Biff on the line if you'd like to see if he's got
an original
joke for
us. I'll talk to anybody. Look, I'll prove it. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. We'll talk to anybody. And what?
Julie. Is on the line too, and she has the punchline for the guy with three arms.
This is going to be great.
Let me talk to Biff first. Biff, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Hey Frank, you there?
I'm here, Biff.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, back to the multicolor eye thing. When I was a kid, about 7-8 years old, there was a kid on our school bus, and I know this sounds mean, but he had a brown eye and a green eye. And everyone on the bus, when you get on, they say, they call him greenish brown or brownish green. That's kind of mean, I guess, as a kid.
I don't think
brownish green.
It's not really mean. I guess it's what's mean, I guess, is that you called attention to that he had two different color eyes.
That sounded
it's not
like
that mean. You don't have, Beth, you don't have to feel too bad about that. You could have done a lot meaner things. So.
That almost sounded like a start of a joke. There's a kid that gets on the school bus and he's got one green eye.
No, that could be a setup. Biff, thank you for the call.
Hey, one more real quick, Frank. What was that thing where you said you have the involuntary action? Where you say things involuntary or something?
Tourette's.
Yeah, there was a kid when I was in the Navy in boot camp. There was a kid. You were in the military, right, Frank? So you know how rough they are in your boot camp. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Well, you know how to make the stand there at attention and you can't move or you're dropping and doing push-ups. This kid, his name was Purnell, I'll never forget it. And he had some twitch where this kid could not go more than a minute and his neck would move sideways with his head like a funky neck move. And they called him, all the guys made fun of him, they called it the Purnell shuffle. Because he couldn't stand at attention. He'd get in trouble. His neck would move and his head would move involuntarily all the time.
I can't believe the Army took him if he had Tourette's.
I can't either, but maybe he snuck in somehow. And But yeah, his head would move sideways in that the same funky move. He'd be go out to a club or anything, be a bar, he'd be sitting there. He'd go to, his neck would just move sideways, and then all the guys in the Navy, they called it the Pinnell shuffle, and they'd time and like 20
so Biff,
guys together
how often,
would go.
How often did it happen? Did it happen like once an hour, twice an hour, every 5 minutes? How often?
It was random. You never knew. It might go an hour, and then all of a sudden he might do it every 30 seconds. But a bunch of guys were mean to him. Like 20 guys would walk by, and they go, hey, do the Pinnell shuffle. And like 20 guys would make their head go sideways enough, just like he did.
Oh.
I cannot believe he got into the Army. I'm not kidding. I can't believe he got in the Army. Imagine this. You're in battle. You're in battle, and you got your rifle, and you're aiming, and you got the enemy in your sights, and then your head jerks, and you shoot your buddy.
Yeah.
Next, you know, you swing off to your right and kill one of your own soldiers. Biff, thank you for the call.
Appreciate
it. All right, let's get Julie in here, because apparently Julie has a punchline for the guy with three arms at the bar. Julie, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing real well. Thank you very much.
Now, before you give the punchline, for anybody yeah. who... I'm sorry, you're aiming the PM, is that what you're going to say?
I was.
for anybody who just tuned in, we have to redo the setup. What we're trying to do is find somebody. We aren't capable of putting a punchline to a homemade joke. And here's the homemade setup. Guy goes into a bar, sits down, has a drink. He's got three arms. One of his arms comes out of his chest, and on that arm is a very expensive wristwatch. Another bar patron looks over and says, hey, what's with the three arms, man? Never seen a guy with three arms before. Was that a birth defect? Guy doesn't answer. He just raises that middle arm and looks at the time. Goes back to drinking. The other patron looks at him and goes, hey, cat got your tongue? Kind of rude not to answer. Speak to somebody. I ask you a question. What's the deal with the three arms? Do you have one transplanted to come out of your chest? Were you born that way? What's that all? Is there a name for that condition? Guy with the three arms doesn't answer again. He just, again, raises the middle arm and looks at the time. Julie, it's all yours.
So the guy looks at his watch, and he seems to be getting angrier and angrier. And the drunk guy at the edge of the bar keeps asking the questions. Hey, buddy, are you deaf? You can't hear me? You're being so rude not to answer my question. And finally, the bartender walks up and says, hey, buddy, I wouldn't get him too angry. He's armed.
That was good.
You know what? That's actually not bad. That's not bad.
That was good.
That's not bad. Let's give Julie a round of applause.
That was good.
Well, until we get a better punchline, that'll be the punchline for that joke.
Well,
thank
like
you, Julie.
It. I like it.
Thank
All
you.
Right, you're
thank
welcome.
You, Julie.
Thanks, guys.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Now, see, that actually is not bad. You know,
see, I was trying to come up with one, like, you know, he got the watch at a secondhand shop, but it was Black Friday. They upgraded it to a third hand. I was trying to come up with what's the watch have to do with
Hold
it?
On. I'm good. Can I enhance Julie's punchline? She gets the credit, but I think I just made it better. He has five arms. Okay. He has a left and a right arm, an arm coming out of his chest, an arm coming out of his butt crack, and an arm coming straight out of his, between his shoulder blades, right off the top part of his back. And now the punchline is, hey man, be careful what you say to this guy. He's heavily armed. But does it make it better?
Maybe not really.
Hers was
heavily
better.
Armed.
Hers was
heavily
better.
Armed.
Becky has a made up joke.
Oh, there we go.
Well, I can't wait to hear it. Becky, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you, Frank.
We're ready. Now, you made the whole, this is you swear this is your joke and you made this up.
Yes.
Okay.
It kind of really happened to me, but I made it into a joke.
Okay.
Oh.
We're ready.
I went to, before Tom Petty died, I went to a concert of his. And I got my purse stolen. The police wouldn't do anything about it.
Petty theft?
They said it was petty theft.
I can see that one coming.
So you mowed this gal's lawn on her own made-up joke.
I can't help it.
You're going straight to hell. You do that to people all the time.
It's what I do.
Awful.
It's what
awful.
I do. Becky, not bad.
Yes?
Not bad.
Thank you. Hi, guys.
Thank you.
Hi, Lonnie.
Hey, Becky.
Is that your mom?
Petty theft.
No, my mom's name is Anne. This is Becky. We've met before.
Becky.
Yeah, we have.
Sorry.
Oh, Becky's still on the phone.
Bye, Becky.
Okay, bye, Becky. So we're getting close. We're getting close. We're not there yet. We don't have that. Oh my goodness, that's hysterical kind of joke. Maybe if we stay on it. You know, we did this once before and we just kind of left it and didn't come back to it. Maybe if we stay. In fact, I'll tell you what. Those of you listening, you heard the setup. You heard what was the other setup? With three arms. And what was the other? Blonde, a rabbi and a horse. Okay. The rabbi comes to the bar with a horse. And that's really all we have of that one. So, you know, folks, if you come up with what you think is a great punchline, call us or call us tomorrow.
All right. Bullet has a joke.
Well, maybe this will be it. This will be what we've been waiting for. Bullet, welcome to 590 The Fan. What do you got?
First and foremost, AM and the PM.
That is extremely important.
Yes. All right. I'm pretty sure this. I made this joke up, but it's been so long ago. I listened to your jokes for forever. This may have been one of yours. But a guy broke down and, you know, saw a farmer's house, went up to it, knocked on the door, said, you know, hey, car broke down. Can you give me a ride to town? He said, that's too late. The auto parts store is closed. He said, tell you what, I'll take you the first thing in the morning. He said, until then, I got to finish up my chores. He said, you can spend the night in that room right there. He said, it's only a two-room shack. He said, but you'll have to share a room with my daughter. He goes, because I'm just not going to sleep with you. That's not what I do. He goes, well, we're going to go finish our chores. So he's in there and kind of looking around, and you know, he sees pictures of this girl, and she is just a knockout, you know, just supermodel hillbilly, but you know, she is just beyond attractive. Well, he's kind of getting a little excited after about, you know, 45 minutes waiting for them to get back in. So, you know, he just starts to kind of touch himself, and he's in there, and kind of doing the nasty to himself. And so then all of a sudden, you know, the daughter comes in there and says, you know, what are you doing? He goes, I'm playing with my birdie. And she goes, well, I want to play with your birdie. And next thing you know, this guy is running out of the front door screaming in pain.
Bullet, this is not your original joke. I know this joke.
All right, what is it?
Go ahead. No, go ahead. Okay. But this is an actual joke. So if you wondered whether or not you wrote it, the answer is no, but go ahead.
Okay. All right. So the farmer comes in there and says, what happened? What's the guy screaming for? She goes, well, I was playing with his birdie, and all of a sudden it puked on me, so I smashed its eggs and burned its nest.
Wow. Now that originally was a beach joke. A guy's lying on the beach, and he decides to tan Mr. Happy because Mr. Happy never gets any sun. And the young girl comes along and says, what's that? And she'd never seen a man's. You know, yeah, you didn't write. You can rest easy knowing now that you didn't write.
Well, if you alter a joke, though, do you get credit for writing a joke?
No. I alter jokes every day.
No.
I alter them every day. That doesn't make me the author.
So have you heard the lesbian overbite joke?
Yeah, but I don't remember the punchline to it.
Well, so my version was an altered version of it. Two lesbians walk into a bar. They had never met each other. One of them's got an overbite. The lesbian with the regular smile looks at the lesbian with the overbite. She says, how long have you been a lesbian? The lesbian with the overbite says, well, only for a couple of days, and so far everybody tastes like crap.
Oh, man.
Is that bad?
Oh, boy.
That's
pretty bad.
Oh, okay. I'm
Bullet, gonna, do you think that was bad? I don't think that was...
I had to admit I laughed, but that was bad.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I'm done.
Sort of a nervous sympathy laugh for Ken. Thank you, Bullet.
Thank you.
Well, we might as well jump to Kevin. Kevin's on here. Kevin, welcome to 590 The Fan. Kevin, how are you?
Pretty good, Frank. Hey, this might even be it's a stupid joke story, and it might even be a problem for the problem solver.
Oh, wow.
Well, why don't we... Well, you call the right place because we are
the problem solvers.
You know what, Limey, edit that out. That was not exactly right on the money. Edit it out.
Radio edit.
Well, Kevin, you've called the right place because we are
the problem solvers.
All right, what do you have?
Dynamite. So I got this joke story, and for years I've been trying to figure out if I'm just a bad person. So I Now, we're talking 1979. So I asked this smoke show out to prom, actually a junior ring dance, and I pick her up. And again, 79, so, you know, everybody's smiling, having a good time. I brought her flowers, get the Polaroids back like 2 days later, and her grandma in every picture is just shooting me the stink eye. Mm. So I called the gal, and I said, what's the deal with your grandma? And she says, my grandma hates you. I said, I haven't seen your grandma in like 10, 12 years. She goes, you told that nasty joke on Halloween. And here's the joke. What's brown?
No, so the first one, what you just said is not a joke. That's true. This actually happened.
Oh, true story. True story.
Okay, so what's the joke that made her grandma hate you?
Yeah. So the joke is, what's brown and green and sits behind a tree?
Oh. Brown and green. You know what? This sounds familiar.
Is this
brown
something with green. Kermit?
Gomer's Pile.
Oh. She hated it?
And she hated grandma hated she, my guts.
Wow.
Well, you know what? You're better off without that grandma. Yeah. That's not that bad.
No. No. You made a poop joke. She probably pooped behind the tree.
Yeah, you know what? The fact that she didn't like that joke, that tells you all you need to know. You don't need to be part of that family.
She was evil. I'm glad the girl broke up with me now.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you better off. That's another great joke. You better off is the punchline.
Lucky stars.
Bill, thank you for the call.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. That was Kevin. You want to talk to Bill now?
We could, if we can talk to Bill in... that was Kevin. I'm sorry. If he can do this in about a minute. Bill, welcome to 590 The Fan. You got about a minute and a half. What's up?
All right. Yeah, I'm Bill Nine and... or Bill Now. Anyway... save myself. How they have the problem with marijuana now, they've come out with a new law. It's going to be effective January 1st, 2019, that if you get caught discarding a lit marijuana cigarette onto a public paved street within the corporate state of limits, they're tripling the marijuana fine on you.
Hmm.
And the reason is creating too many potholes.
See, the only reason that doesn't work is there are no holes. Like if you flip a joint out the window, there's no hole. The pothole doesn't.
I know. I get it.
This is tough.
Because you know, like you throw a lit cigarette on something, and you're like, it's gonna burn or whatever. So now I can see that pothole.
It's not gonna make a hole on the pavement. See, throw them out on the pavement. There's no hole.
You're analyzing it too much.
Yeah,
I know. But my point is, this is how difficult it is. This is how hard it is to write a joke. It's hard, but good
Am
try.
I still online?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're on.
Real quick, the origin of that was when I was about 20 years ago, which was 40 years ago, we were standing out behind the building smoking a joint. It dropped in a pothole when we were passing it. That's where that came from.
See, that's perfect. That's the one time that the word pothole was perfect for what that was, because you flipped a joint in it and became a pothole. Thank you. Thank you, Bill.
Y'all have a great day. Actually, have a good holiday.
You too. Merry Christmas. We can say that now. This is actually fun. We could do this for like a week, I think. But we can't do it for much longer because right after the news, Dan Buffa joins us. So, folks, what we've decided to do, and he told me he has an Uber story today, is let you participate. If you have a movie, something on TV you think everybody would appreciate knowing about and would enjoy, share it with us. And we'll do a lot of that, again, right after the news when Dan Buffa joins us. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, for the rest of the month of December, is selling new Chevys to you for the same price the employees can buy them. The employee discount applies to everybody through the end of December. That is a really good excuse to go out and buy the car that you've decided you deserve. And you know when you're due for a new car. You know what you can afford. So get out and get it for yourself. I think most people spend a significant amount of time in a vehicle. So why not make it comfortable? Make it enjoyable. Get yourself a new Chevy from Johnny Landoff. And if you're not in the market for a new car, can't afford a new car, please remember, they have hundreds of pre-owned vehicles. And if you're looking for something they don't have, they will go out and find it for you. I don't think there's anybody who treats people the way Johnny Landoff Chevrolet treats people? You'll find out what I'm talking about when you give them a shot at your business. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. They're at the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270 in North County, and of course 24/7 at Landoff.com. Please don't go anywhere, because news is coming up, and then Dan Buffa. We're going to talk movies and TV shows. It's 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is Martin Kilcoyne. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 590thefan.com, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio. I'm Tom Roberts. It's a tough day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 799 points today. CNBC reporter Dominic Chu explains the likely reasons for the slide.
Two real main concerns. One of them is the trade and tariff issue with China and other countries around the world. The other one is the expectation for slowing economic growth, not just here, perhaps in the United States.